Our guest in the cafe this morning is Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a new school year begins today, and there's a lot to talk about with respect to that, I'm sure. But I did want to ask you about the results of your STAR testing, which is very, very good.
We're very excited about the direction we're heading, and I'll be honest with you, John Mayer, I'm very conflicted about that, because when I stood before the staff a year ago and told the staff that I'm going to give them a 25-cent fine every time I hear the word STAR or EOC, still the bottom line remains is that Chamber of Commerce's realtors, parents, in our particular case, a university, I mean, they're going to look and see how you did on testing. This is not the time or place to talk about my opinion on all that. I think it's pretty well documented. Mm-hmm. But I am excited about what we did. Of course, we still have lots of room to grow and lots of room to get better. But I was very excited when you compare again, and I don't want to – but when you compare, right. When you compare around the area – we only know of one other high school that got 4 out of 6 distinctions in that area, and that was Rockwall High School. Heath High School got 1. We got 4. So what we're excited about, what's happening, Commerce Middle School got 2, and then the elementary school got 1. Where before it was real easy for elementary schools to get a lot of accolades, now it's tough for elementary schools. But the thing I like most, one of the things I like about our results is that we finished in the top corner in attendance. Our students are coming to school, and our students finished in the top quarter of our cohort in the English ELA, the reading writing portion of our testing. We really wanted to emphasize that 2 years ago. We started a real big emphasis on that, and we're starting to see the benefits. I don't think we'll see it down the road for another 2 or 3 years, but we're beginning to see the emphasis on reading, comprehending reading, because I believe that statistic and the research that shows if a kid doesn't know how to read by third grade, mm-hmm. they have about a 70% chance to end up as a dropout or incarcerated. And mm-hmm. we have got to get our kids to read. Mm-hmm. And if you can read, then everything else will come with it. We met standard. There's a whole lot of campuses that did not meet standard in the area and in the state. But we're excited that all of our campus, district-wide, everything met standard. And then now with the new accountability system, where you really separate yourself is through your distinctions. And that's where we are really excited in our result.
We're talking with Blake Cooper, the superintendent of the Commerce Independent School District. What brought this about specifically?
Well, I want to celebrate it, not as much the results as the process of getting the results. Mm-hmm. I think we have teachers that have worked really hard. We have students that have worked really hard. Again, I think if we take care of it, if we teach what we're supposed to teach to the depth that we're supposed to, and love our kids and engage our kids, all the testing takes care of itself. And that's kind of the philosophy we've started taking. And again, I think we're starting to see the benefits of that.
Well, we have just a couple of minutes left. You have a new head football coach.
Yes, Jeff, the Chief Cleveland, as I found out he's nicknamed from his days back here. Yes. Yes,
and they seem to be off to a good start, just based on what I've seen.
Yes, sir. The first two scrimmages, of course, he was hired the last week of school.
Yeah.
So he was not able to get on the grass at all with the kids at the end of school or really during the summer. He spent the summer hiring a staff. Really didn't finish hiring staff till last week. Through the first 3 weeks, I think we've seen a lot of really good things. It was exciting. You know, we were at the Meet the Tiger night and the other night, and it was, boy, a lot of excitement, a lot of people. Coach Cleveland, I think, is doing a great job of getting veteran coaches in here and just instilling some enthusiasm in the kids. The results against Winsboro and Whitesboro have been very positive, but now we play for keeps against North Lamar, who has a new head coach also.
Right. So I wanted to mention also, and a lot of the old East Texas State alumni are going to be excited by this, Eddie Vowell is back.
Yes, Eddie. You know, I worked with Eddie back when he came to work here as defense coordinator, Coach Hawkins.
Right.
And then his first 2 years as head coach. And he coached Jeff Cleveland when Jeff was a player here. I did not know Jeff Cleveland before the interview process, but Jeff got the job. He clearly distinguished himself among the candidates. The committee really liked him. We hired him, and Jeff approached me about the idea of maybe Coach Val doing it. And we have two rehired coaches who were doing is paying them a small stipend to coach, which you can do according to TRS rules. And I saw Coach Val in the office or in central office the other day, and it was funny. He said his old feet and back is hurting. It's been a while since he's been out there coaching like that.
Blake, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Good morning. You bet.
Blake Cooper is the superintendent of the Commerce Schools, and you're starting the day this first day of school with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.